VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Good morning, I'm Clinton VK6FCRC and welcome to News West for the 9th of June 2024. Now on with the show.
Hello, this is Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group Incorporated. I have told you about the garage sales that we are putting on at Wally VK6KZ Silent Key QTH to rehome as much of his collection of electronics and radio gear as we can. There were going to be three sales, however, based on the response to the first one, I feel that we only need one more. Everything else, including the C-band dish and mount, if they're not taken, can become scrap. So next Saturday the 15th is your last chance to acquire a bargain. Mainly smaller items such as microwave modules, partially completed kits, a few power supplies. Contact me, Dennis, email on our website for the details. Strictly though, starting at 11 a.m. and ending at 2 p.m. please. Last Tuesday, commemoration of 6WF centenary was marked by 6WF journalists themselves in great style and by the club transmitting from Wireless Hill. Thanks to the ones who made it possible and interesting, notably Danielle Bender, the manager of ABC Radio Perth, Richard Rennie, our local educator and historian, the good folks at West Farmers, and the ones responsible for the WATV History website, among many other resources. We had 10 callbacks during the presentation, and many of them shared anecdotes about their association with the ABC and the importance of 6WF in their and their families' lives. I would like to thank the WA Repeater Group, Rob, VK6LD, Bob, VK6ZGN, and the many others who are responsible for maintaining the VK6 repeater network and stitching things together so that we could reach amateurs from Port Hedland through Katanning to Albany, and most likely others were listening on the site at greater distances. Thanks too to our club members who showed faith in and support the project. We intend to do further presentations, there being so much more material available on 6WF's history, and of course Wally Coxon, whose involvement we acknowledged on Tuesday night. The call signs VK100 6WF and VK100 COX are available on roster, and one club member has already put up his hand to activate them. A roster will be set up on the club website. Until next time, enjoy the amateur radio journey and let us all make use of the infrastructure and spectrum that we have. Use it or lose it, I think, is the key phrase. We will be doing more RTTY sessions and perhaps some SSTV as well, which will be advertised on WA Hams. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group.
I recently announced a date for Perth Tech, and now I'm reminding you, the main event of Perth Tech 2024 is Saturday, the 21st of September. And we're offering caravan parking on Friday and Saturday nights. It's at the same venue at the Recreation Centre in Gidgiganup, a mere 17 kilometres from Roe Highway. So your first task, if you want to attend Perth Tech, is to set aside the date. Block it out in your calendar or diary or both. Make that date sacrosanct. I don't know what your domestic situation is, but I have 3 weekends in the year that I claim as immutable: the John Moyle and Remembrance Day contests, and Perth Tech. There are some things we need to do to make Perth Tech work as it should. We need people to offer to present on topics of interest, and very importantly, we need to raise the funds to cover the costs. Do we run a raffle? If we do, will it make enough money? If we have to charge an entry fee, how much could it be without breaking the will of those who wish to attend? There are so many variables and so much to consider because we have a desire to provide an event at little or no cost to you. Suggestions are always welcome, and you can email us at perthtech@vk6.net. But that's enough of organiser angst. As they say, it'll be all right on the night. They also say break a leg, but I hope that won't be necessary. In other news, let's think contests. It's not very long until a Remembrance Day contest, which is on the 17th and 18th of August. I've somehow gained myself the task of coordinating a club effort at the Hills Amateur Radio Group. This will involve a 24-hour station at the Hague Club Rooms in Les Murdy. Perhaps other clubs will make a similar effort. I'd like that. I'm sure others would too. But club stations aren't the only way that you can participate in these Aussie contests. You can also operate as an individual, from home or wherever. So start planning now and set the time aside. These Aussie contests are a good introduction to contesting because of the slower pace and more friendly atmosphere. Finally, thanks to the regular contributors to News West, and I'm extending an invitation to the rest of you to join the gang and regularly promote your club and its activities. All you need to do is to send your recording as an attachment to an email addressed to newswest@vk6.net. Did you get that? newswest@vk6.net, and we'll get it. And speaking of VK6.net, this website is maintained by WA Amateur Radio News and contains resources and information for Western Australian amateurs. Visit VK6.net and take a peek.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Hamfest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Hamfest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes. An Andrews Communication voucher worth $2,000. A Yaesu FTM 300, $699. A Yaesu FT70DR worth $299. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
This is WAG News for the 9th of June. The WAG meeting is tomorrow night. Yes, you heard that right. Tomorrow night is the WAG meeting and the pre-loved equipment sale. If you've not checked out our webpage, time to go there at www.warg.org.au. It'll say the next meeting is to be held at number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue, just around the corner from the Clayton Street exit of the Roe Highway. For buyers, doors open at 6:30 p.m. Sellers can set up from 6 p.m. or maybe slightly earlier. Sellers, $5 a table. Buyers, gold coin donation. We're doing hot dogs. Well, Mitch is, and his XYL, Christine, has cupcakes. At the meeting, we will have a chook raffle. $5 per ticket. Prizes will be drawn on the night. All funds raised will go to maintaining and expanding the WA repeater network. The June meeting will begin as always at 7:30 p.m. and is free to attend. Tea, coffee and biscuits are available for the usual gold coin donation. The meeting will end by 9 p.m. as we need to clean the hall and sweep up by 10ish. I'll be back later in the broadcast with a couple of quick interviews I did with WAG committee members at a recent working bee. Remember, the June meeting and junk sale is tomorrow night.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Right, so here we are down at the Scout Training Centre, Mangidal, and this is a WAG working bee to put on the roof on our new container. And we've had a wild and woolly week this past week, and we thought, well, before the next wild and woolly, we'd better get in and finish putting the roof on. I've got Adam, the K6XR, with me. You were roped in yesterday by Colin.
Yep.
And, you know, you've done a couple of working bees with this project so far. How are you finding it all?
Oh, it's good fun. It's good to get in there and get on the tools. Anthony is always, and Colin are always very good. great with the fact that they got all the tools and all the stuff organised, so I'm just here to lend a hand. Many hands make light work.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. I can see Anthony's wanting a bit of a hand, so we'll let you go. And about 15 minutes later, I managed to catch up with Anthony on a break. Got another member of the WAG crew at a working bee to put on the roof for the new WAG container. Hello, Anthony, VK6AXB.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. And we've got a reasonable day. We've had weather all of the week and there's weather to come. But, every time we've tried to do this little bit, we have just had that break in the weather, which has been great.
Yeah, look, I think we would have liked to get this done earlier in the year when it was quite fine and sunny, but then we might have all been sweating a bit too much. But no, it's great that everyone's down here today. Adam, Colin and ourselves, obviously. Just like to pay tribute to the Scouts for allowing us to house the container here at Mangerdal, since we had to move it from the Hillview, Peter Hughes Centre location, and also to one of the Perth-based radio businesses, CSE, who's donated the container. It was surplus to their requirements, but they were able to let us move it and reposition it, so very grateful for their support in allowing us to do that. Our existing container is not in the greatest shape. This one's a bit better and more sound, so it should keep our materials dry, secure, and everything else. Also allows us to have a long overdue sort out of what's in there, because some of the second-hand stuff we've been donated over the years probably is a bit past its best. We can focus on what's useful and maybe move some of the other stuff on, possibly at an upcoming junk sale.
Well, unfortunate that the old container has been broken into a couple of times now, and we've lost some of the stuff that is expensive. Coax, etc.
Well, to be fair, a lot of what was unfortunately taken was stuff that we may have been donated in the past as well. Regrettable that anything was lost, but a lot of it was second-hand material, good second-hand material. But yeah, it's just they got the expense of resecuring the container, replacing locks and things like that. This location's a bit more out of the way, so don't anticipate any problems there. But our new container is very secure. It was designed to be a secure storage and still got all those features in place.
We can hear Colin fixing a little bit of the roof structure that we had to break and pulling it apart. Almost all of it came off in one go, but just that one pylon that wouldn't budge.
Yeah, and Colin's applying his skills to welding it up. But yes, as you mentioned, Colin working, I should go back and do a bit. I'm just going to sort out some of the roof sheeting, which is a bit like shuffling a deck of cards, only bigger. Thanks, Mark. 7-3.
Thank you for your time, Anthony. That's Anthony, VK6AXB, WAG Secretary this year. And this has been Mark, VK6XLZ, for WAG News.
There's been a bit going on in the last week or two. I recently travelled to Maitland in New South Wales for a meeting of the RASA board. In case you're a new kid on the block, RASA is the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. We spent a fair bit of time discussing what was important for us to spend our energy on in the next several years, and I'll talk to you about those as things move along. During the week, RASA announced the launch of the Foundation Level Study Guide, the fruit of a more than 12 months long project. The study guide will prepare candidates for a Foundation Level amateur radio exam. This study guide is delivered online in true electronic magazine format. The study guide utilises live links to video and online information sources, as well as on-screen illustrations. The greatest strength of an online publication is that it's always up to date, whereas print media, with its static content, can be out of date virtually before the ink dries. The Foundation Level Study Guide from RASA is free. Yep, zero, zilch, nada. It'll cost you nothing. Like other RASA resources, it's free for everyone. RASA's free study guide and the recent ACMA decision to make exams free greatly reduces the cost of entering the hobby. The Foundation Study Guide is available as an on-screen book and a PDF download and will soon be available as an e-book via Kindle and a printed paperback via Kindle Direct Publishing. Now, if you want to know more, visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Did you get that? vkradioamateurs.org. One big long word, vkradioamateurs.org. No spaces. For links to the study guide and other free resources for amateurs. I'm Bob VK6POP, and I'm the Vice President of RASA.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then, over time, getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers, who enjoy helping others to have a go, or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Today I want to talk about something that might feel only tangentially related to our hobby, but it likely affects you. Recently, the ARRL announced that it was in the process of responding to a serious incident involving access to our network and headquarters-based systems. A day later, it sought to assure the community that the ARRL does not store credit card information, and they do not collect social security numbers, and went on to say that their member database only contains publicly available information. 5 days after that, it's continuing to address a serious incident involving access to our network and systems, and that several services such as Logbook of the World and the ARRL Learning Centre are affected, but LOTW data is secure. Over a third of the latest announcement, more than a week ago, was to assure the community that the July QST magazine is on track, but might be delayed for print subscribers. Regardless of how this situation evolves, it's unwelcome news, and much wider reaching than the ARRL. LOTW, or Logbook of the World, is used globally by the amateur community to verify contacts between stations. The IARU, the International Amateur Radio Union, is headquartered at the ARRL office. I've been told that I should have empathy and consider that the ARRL is only a small organisation that may not have the best of the best in technology staff due to budget constraints, and finally that LOTW being down for a few days is not going to kill anyone. All those things might well be true, and mistakes can and do happen. The ARRL has been in existence for well over a century, bills itself as the answer to when all else fails, and has even registered this as a trademark, but hasn't actually said anything useful about an incident that appears to have occurred on the 14th of May, now over 2 weeks ago. By the way, that date is based on the Uptime Robot service showing less than 100% uptime on that day. The ARRL hasn't told us when this all occurred. It didn't even acknowledge that anything was wrong until 2 days later. This raises plenty of uncomfortable questions. What information did you share with the ARRL when you activated your LOTW account? For me, it was over a decade ago. I jumped through the hoops required and managed to create a certificate. What information I shared at the time, I have no idea about. As I've said before, I do know that security was more extreme than required by my bank, even today, and the level of identification required was, in my opinion, disproportionate to the information being processed by the service, lists of amateur stations contacting each other. Something to take into account, on the 30th of October 2013, Norm, Whiskey 3 India Zulu, wrote in an email to me, quote, "Data is never removed from LOTW," end quote. I have no idea how much or which specific information that refers to. If you use the ARRL Learning Centre, what information did you share? If you're a member of the ARRL or you purchased something from their online store, what data was required and stored? Is the data at the IAIU affected? What infrastructure other than the office do they share? Well, I've been talking about the ARRL. This same issue exists with all the other amateur services you use. QRZ.com, EQSLCC, eham.net, clublog.org, your local regulator, your amateur club, your social media accounts, all of it. What information have you shared? Do you have an internet birthday, address and middle name? Recently, I received a meme. It shows two individuals talking about life, the universe and everything. They discuss their favourite books, the first movie they ever watched, the name of their pets, what car they learned to drive in, their interests, and other things you talk about when you meet someone new and interesting. The last image of the meme shows the heading, "Security Questions Answered. Welcome, Amanda." So my question is this, what's your favourite colour and your mother's maiden name? Seriously, next time you access a service online, have a look at what data that service has. When you sign up, consider the requirements for the service and how much information that's worth. Do you really need to send your birthday, your gender, and your physical address with a copy of your passport or another government-approved identity document? If you're being asked for the name of your first pet, consider answering something unique. In my case, I generate a random string of characters to use as an answer for each security question. The ARRL incident is the tip of the iceberg. This problem isn't going away. It's only going to get bigger and happen more often. Final observation. With the potential of a global shopping list for thieves coming out of the database at the ARRL, will you be sharing your station address next time? And if you're subject to the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, perhaps it's time to ask your online service providers just exactly what they're doing to protect your information, and that includes the ARRL. I have sent two emails to the ARRL in relation to these questions, but have yet to receive an acknowledgement, let alone answers. By the time this reaches you, perhaps the ARRL has answers to my questions and more. I'm Ono. Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest at vk6.net.
Good morning, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. Roy again. Yes, it's me again for the 9th of June 2024. What do I have for you today? From Kai, I have, he's looking for, wanted, an ICOM 7000 at 7000. She looked at the 7100. but the remote head doesn't directly fit onto it, apparently. He also is looking for a Kaigu X-ray 6100, or equivalent HF and 6 meter transceiver with tuner. And Zygu, I presume, is correct pronunciation or thereabouts. It's spelt X-ray India Echo Golf Uniform. I think pronounced Zygu, and that's an X6100 he's looking for, HF 6 meter with tuner. If you can help Kai with either the ICOM 7000, 7100, or Zygu X6100, please contact him. His email address is vk6kilo sierra juliet@westnet.com.au. That's Kai, vk6kilo sierra juliet, at that same address, westnet.com.au. Thank you. The next bundle comes from Rex, and he says the following. Hello, Roy. I have the following items for sale in good condition. He has a Kenpro Kilo Romeo 400 rotator and controller with the manual, asking $10 only. Okay. Well, I'll go with that. That explains it. It's a rotator controller only with manual. He also has a Diamond X-Ray 300 2-meter 70-centimeter vertical antenna, $40. There's a Welts antenna switch. It's a model Charlie Hotel 20 Alpha, $25. There's a Revex. I'll say that again. A Revex Sierra 20 antenna switch, $25. He also has an Axis Alpha Mic 1034 Alpha mobile magnetic base, $40. There's a new Delta X-ray Echo Dash Lima Lima 450 14.5 ladder line, $35. 14.5 meters ladder line. There's also new 45.5 meters of 213 Carac still on the reel, $90. $90. And you may contact Rex VK6 Sierra November, telephone 0480 450 055. Again, that's Rex Hickling, VK6 Sierra November, 0480 450 055. The next bundle comes from Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India. He still has the remains of a, or the remnants of a shack clearance, and a IC3200-144-432 mobile transceiver. There's a Uniden 40-channel UHF CB. There's a grid dip oscillator, 1.5 to 250 megahertz, $150. A TH3 Junior HF, Junior HF antenna, beam antenna, HF 2015 and 10, $100. And one may need a little bit of TLC. It also has a ultra high frequency visual signaling transceiver. In other words, it's a World War II Royal Navy signal lamp. It's in the visual spectrum, and you can send messages across the paddock with that. It's a collector's item. Any offers will be considered, and can send an image of it if you so desire. And you can contact Barry on his electric mobile phone, 0428 959 771, 0428 959 771, or his email address, which I don't have in front of me at the moment, but it's here somewhere. No, it's not. Doesn't matter, I can remember it. It's bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. And that's all I have for you. Bit disjointed, but anyway, we got through it, I think. And wish you well, and I hope you're enjoying the winter and the cooler weather. I'm not, but anyway, that's the way it goes. You've got to put up with the good with the bad. Anyway, this is Perth, no, it's not. It's VK6 X-Ray Victor. Now it's signing off for this week's helpline. If you have any items for next week, please contact me, and I will put it on for you. This is VK6XV73.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.